This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thank you. So with our attendance sheet, we'll start with Chair Tuss.
Here.
Thank you. Regent Sheehy.
Here.
Thank you. We're waiting to see on Mariah. Regent Johnstone.
Here.
Thank you. And Regent Albrecht.
Here.
And Commissioner.
I'm here.
Great, thank you. Both Governor Bullock and Superintendent Juno were excused from the call.
Thank you, Amy. It appears that we do have a quorum, and as everybody knows, we've got one action item on this particular agenda. So thank you for being with us today. And Commissioner, can I turn this over to you?
Certainly. Thanks, Chair Tuss. So just a little background. MSU, I always have to get this right, Great Falls College, MSU, has been trying to purchase a piece of adjoining property, adjoining, that is, to the campus. We've been sort of eyeballing this for some time. I think it is a very good strategic plan in terms of the long-range viability of the campus and potential future needs, especially given sort of the nature of the curriculum at campus. Space may be needed in the future, and so we have had this sort of in our windshield as an acquisition that we would like to accomplish for some time. And most of the time I've been on the board, we've talked about this, so it's been a while. In 2013, we got some help from the legislature, and in 2015, we got the remainder of help that we needed to meet the purchase price. The property's had a couple appraisals, is how we've come up with the price. So I think we're at market, and it's fair where we're at. The funds that we were given are restricted for this purpose only, so it's not a decision of using the funds for this or something else. It's whether or not we want this property. For a little bit of background of why we're doing the conference call, we in March did not know we were going to get the additional funding. This money was added on by the Great Falls delegation, thanking them as we go here. The money was added on after our March meeting, and trying to keep with our mindset of presenting things as first an information item and then an action item at different meetings. We presented it as an information item in the May meeting, so you have seen and heard about this. But the money is available July 1, and our sellers are at a point now that we have the money that they've waited patiently as long as they want to, and so we would like to move this forward. And this action item gives myself and the Great Falls College what authority we need to sign what documentation that we need to move it forward consistent with what's been outlined and the appraised value, and then to ultimately expend the funds that the legislature has given us. So if there's any questions on that, I can try to answer, or we also have Susan and others from Great Falls College on the line.
Commissioner or Chair Tuss, I just had a couple of questions, if I could.
Yeah, Regent Johnson.
Commissioner or Susan, and maybe this was in materials that I didn't see, but price, how the price relates to the appraisals, and then the location relative to the existing buildings and campus.
Commissioner, do you want me to answer that question?
Yeah, go ahead if you would, please.
Okay. Regent Johnstone, the property is directly east of 23rd Street. So our campus is bounded by 16th Avenue and 23rd Street. So it's directly across that street from us, south of an apartment complex that is there. 26th Street, as you know, is kind of the medical corridor. And these owners also have a housing development in there and recently sold two other lots, one to be used as a dialysis clinic. I cannot remember what the second one's going to be used for. The purchase price and the appraisals this is actually less than what the buyers wanted a couple of years ago when we were first approaching them about that, and the appraisals came in slightly less than this, and they would not accept our offer. But since that time, they had lowered the offer to this $1.3 million as the property purchase price, plus there's another $142,000 for property improvements, what the appraisals are calling annexation costs. But it is definitely within the, believe it or not, that all that property along there, even where the Talus apartments are being built, were for sale on a per square foot value. And the appraisals and the price here, I believe, is very much within that fair market value.
And just what was the appraisal for it? What was the appraised price?
Now, the appraised price, we have two appraisals. One was $1.36 million plus that $142,000 for those improvement costs. The other, the second appraisal was $1.635.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I just had one other question. What's the status of McLaughlin, and are you following that, and is that, assuming something happened with respect to that, is that property that the school would be interested in or would be relevant?
I do know that the folks, the board there, have approached us a couple of times about that building and their property. I think they have received a couple of more grants and are not quite as on the edge as they had been. But Gene Thayer has asked a couple of times. We actually went and toured that facility. There's some vacant space on the south side of their top floor, but it's not conducive to classroom space. It's very long and narrow. It is more designed for research lab space. So that really didn't fit what I would consider, you know, the potential needs for Great Falls College MSU.
Thank you. I didn't have any other questions, Chair Paul.
Further questions of the commissioner or Dean Wolf? Further questions? Susan, I do have a question. I know that we want to get this deal done, and we want to tie up this this land for potential future expansion. How immediate are those potential plans? I'm assuming nothing in the near term.
There is nothing in the near term. You know, we have several ideas, but until enrollment or programmatic needs indicate that we need to do something on that property, you know, we won't do anything like that. And it was just one of those things when I saw that for sale sign on that land, and knowing how difficult it is for institutions when they want to expand, if there's not any available contiguous land, it seemed to me like it would be a good investment for the state of Montana.
And Susan, locally, is there any concern in the community about the university system taking this step?
No. In fact, we had, after the legislative session was over, we had an executive advisory council and development board meeting. That executive advisory council has about probably 45, 50 members on it. Across all, you know, all walks of economic and workforce business needs there. And it was, you know, it's been in the newspaper several times, so there has been no one who has objected to, in fact, I would say most everybody is quite excited if the college could have that land.
Thank you, Dean. Further questions? Are there any further questions? Any comments from members of the board? Hearing none, is there a motion on this item?
I would move approval of the proposed purchase.
Everyone has heard the motion by Regent Johnstone. Once again, is there any further comments or questions? Any further comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the motion is successful. At this point, I would open up our conference call meeting to any public comments. Is there any public comments?
If I may, Chair Tess, I just want to thank everyone for their votes this morning, but probably more importantly, I truly want to thank the commissioner, his staff, Russ Catherman, Tom O'Connell in the Department of Administration, Architecture and Engineering. They have been very delightful to work with, very thorough in their work. Deputy Commissioner Robinson, we certainly appreciate all that support, as well as the staff at NSU Bozeman.
So noted. Thank you. Is there any additional public comment?
Chair Tess, I mentioned it briefly, but really none of this happens without what I would refer to as the tenacity of the Great Falls delegation. So I really would like to extend a thank you to all of those that made it happen. Representative Tropila, Mel Hoff, Brad Hamlet, others that really kind of championed this thing through both sessions that made the funds available.
Thank you, Commissioner. Additional public comments? Any additional public comments? Okay. Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.